And what's your thoughts on the defund the police?
Well, I'm not against it. I'm not against defunding the police. In fact, if you read our ordinance carefully, we set up a framework for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have power to do that.
Right.
You can't make them kind of changes without power. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to defund them if you don't have the power to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are about getting political power.
Right.
Black folks, where we can enforce the demands that we are putting up on the system. You know, right. If we don't have the power to enforce it, then we ain't got nothing.
Right.
You know, all these consent decrees and all this that comes down through the federal courts, it don't mean nothing. It was a consent decree in Cleveland when Tamir Rice got murdered. So we don't just need consent decrees, we need power. We need to be in a position politically where we can hold the police accountable for the crimes that they commit in our communities.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if we can't do that, then, you know, it's all just a bunch of hot air.
Right. So these are the things that we need to really talk about during Black August or Black History Month or any other time, right?
Yeah, well, you know, both Black History Month and Black August and Juneteenth and all that, this highlights, you know, certain issues and periods of struggle in our communities. But, you know, it's going on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Black History Month is every month.
Right. Yep.
Black August is 24 hours a day,
right.
You know. So it's just that we pick these moments for reflection and to be able to, you know, to engage in certain activities like, you know, to develop a program or schedule during these months in which, you know, we get our people to look at what we're doing and try to figure out ways how we can improve it, you know.
Right.
So yeah, this is just a time for reflection,
right.
And to take a deeper look at our struggles and how they're growing, how they're also are not growing, and what can we do to quicken the pace of things.
Right, and just one last question, Frank. Now you have a Chicago Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression. Is there a New York one?
Yeah, we got one developing. You need to get in touch with them.
Right, that's why I'm going to ask you. How could you?
Okay, go online.
Yep, go online.
Go to nwrpr.org.
Repeat that again.
nwrpr.org.
Okay.
Or you can call our alliance number, area code 312-939-2750.
Mm-hmm.
And ask for information about the New York people.
Oh, okay.
And we'll give it to you.
Okay. All right. That's good. All right.
But be sure to go visit our national website because it gives you an idea of what we're doing not only in Chicago but around the country.
Right. Okay. And that's good information because, you know, people who listen to this interview will probably be interested or want to get more information about it. And we do have a kind of a large prison population here, and they're struggling. You know, as a matter of fact, we got some group called.
You sure do. You talking about in New York?
We're struggling to get the people who've been in, you know, like been in prison, like, you know, old people who are, you know, they should let them out. I forgot what we call it, but we're struggling to get them out. And trying to get the governor to sign off to let, you know, people who've been in there that long out, because ain't nothing, you know, nothing gonna happen.
Yeah, they need to let people out.
Right.
After a certain age. But they shouldn't give people so much time to begin with.
Right, yeah, that too.
The whole system is unjust. And so, you know, we are definitely in favor of abolishing the prison system.
Right.
See, as it currently exists, because it's nothing but a slave camp. It's 21st century slavery. That's what it is.
You're slavery by another name, right?
Yeah, it's slavery. I mean, you know, you ain't got no rights that they're bound to respect, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they treat you like they want to treat you, you know.
Right.
So it's and work you for little or nothing.
Right.
It's a prison industrial complex. Well, they making a whole bunch of money. They make money off of the phone calls. You know, like if you know, they have to open an account to make phone calls to call home.
Yeah, I hear that's a big racket.
Yeah, the food in there is so bad that they have to buy food from the commissary, and so these food companies and whatnot, they have a whole prison package where they fix food especially to go inside the prison. Mm. It's scandalous.
Yeah, it's a whole racket.
And they're making millions and millions of dollars, mainly off of black and brown labor.
Right.
Violating the United Nations Human Rights Convention and everything else. So it definitely needs to be done away with.
Right.
It can't be reformed. It needs to be abolished.
It needs to be abolished, right. I hear you.
And the police are the cutting edge of mass incarceration. Right. Before you see a judge, before you see a jail cell, you see a police officer. They're the ones that are pushing people into the jails and into the prisons. So it's a corrupt, racist system from one end to the other.
Frank, I want to thank you for coming on and doing this interview and giving us some factual information about the Black August. And I'm definitely going to be in touch with you again because I want to talk to you more about your book, The Marxist-Leninist Perspective on Black Liberation and Socialism.
Absolutely, brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm anxious to talk to you about that.
Right. Okay, so is there any other point you want to bring out about Black August?
Well, I think we've touched the basic ones, and like I said, mm-hmm. I strongly suggest that you get in touch with the critical resistance people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna as soon as we end this interview, I'm gonna give you some information.
Oh, okay, no problem. All right, so thanks again, Frank, and we'll
All right, brother.
And I'll be in touch.